Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
And welcome back. Monday morning, here we are. I'm Ryan Recker filling in with Dan Buck. Good morning, Dan.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Good morning.
I know.
Wow.
I saw the New York Post put this headline out there, which may be what President Trump alluded to before. Trump administration set to announce using Tylenol while pregnant could raise autism risk. So it looks like we'll get a press conference today at some point. The source is telling that to The Post. We'll have to ask Tanya J. Powers about that this hour, too, see what she knows or what she's hearing about it. There's been some speculation about that recently, hasn't there? I mean, over in the maybe last 2 weeks, some speculation about it. Maybe RFK Jr. has hinted towards this sort of thing, but it looks like they're about to make an official announcement of some of their findings today. I'll be curious what they say.
Yeah, me too. And whether or not they're going to talk about some of the cures, too, that they say there are treatments out there that have been slightly, slowed down, I guess, from getting to the public. I think there's going to be some news in that they are going to open up more research on some potential treatments of autism, which also I think that's one of the biggest frustrations for a lot of parents who deal with it on a daily basis, that they have very little medicine to help. And apparently there are some breakthroughs that hopefully they're going to announce that today as well.
Yeah. And there's, you know, they talk about it, the spectrum of it, and people are on different levels. And, you know, there's some severe cases of it. And it's something that could be a challenge. And other cases, not a problem at all. It could be no big deal. So I wonder what this is going to be today. And I think that's what we'll find out. Tom Ackerman joins us this hour, too. We'll talk some sports with him.
Lots to
so
talk
no more
about.
Home games.
Yeah, well, his Indiana
Cardinals.
Hoosiers put one big on the Illini this weekend. Being a Hoosier graduate, he's got to be elated. I couldn't believe it when I saw the score. I'm like, that was supposed to be one of the best barn burners of the weekend. And it just turned into an absolute rout. 62-10, they got beat.
Ooh,
yeah,
that
right?
hurts. Yeah, that's a stinger right there.
Hey,
so we'll have to talk to Tom Ackerman.
You saw all the speeches yesterday. Who did you have a favorite? Did you say one person nailed it? That
I would say
shined higher than others.
Yeah, of not excluding
Erica. Yes.
I would say Jack Posobiec.
Yep. Yeah, passion that, there for sure, and clearly a dear friend of Charlie's for many years, and you know, a featured speaker on the circuit. But did you get to hear the Hillsdale president?
No, that's one of them I did not catch.
All right. I'm just going to play a quick excerpt from it because I thought this guy was so incredible. Number one, he runs an amazing university of faith and where faith is promoted, and these kids who go there are just remarkable. I've met several Hillsdale graduates, and these kids, they come out of there with such a foundation of faith. But listen to this portion of the speech. I thought, and we may not play the whole excerpt, but I've got about a 1 minute clip here. And I just thought that this guy nailed the essence of what Charlie was after.
My wife, who's here with me today, and I have set up a scholarship. in the hope that Charlie's children will go to a good college. I have one in mind. And this May the 9th, Erica doesn't know this yet, we are going to give Charlie and Erica the greatest respect a college can give, an honorary degree.
Something Charlie always wanted. He said it was one of his regrets that he never got a college degree, that he was called to service.
Charlie, you see, has suffered enough. He's gone to the Lord. He deserves his reward. Thank you.
Yeah, that was how he ended it. But that was one part of Charlie. And many people on the left attacked him because he didn't have a college degree, even though he was so learned of the world and had studied so hard. And, you know, he woke up every day, I think, trying to learn something new. And that's what he challenged other people to do, too, was that never stop learning. But he always would say, one of the things I did regret was that I never went and got an official degree. What a neat thing, even though, you know, but to give him a graduate, and they'll make that a huge deal, I'm sure, at Hillsdale College, and hopefully he'll get some great national press when they give him his degree at graduation next year, next spring. That'll be awesome.
That's very touching. All right, let's do the short list.
The Mark Cox short list.
At the Emmys, would it have killed someone to get up there, since they all want to talk about their politics, would it killed somebody to get up there, not give a speech about how much they like Charlie Kirk, just to say, we had a political assassination this week, and that's wrong.
Yeah, just one of all the people who got awards. Would it have been too much? Apparently it was.
It's strange they didn't recognize or even mention it, and it was the biggest thing that happened.
Yeah.
And, well, last couple of months at least, maybe even the entire year. The no recognition whatsoever, the silence of it all is stranger than someone going up there and talking about it.
Yeah.
It was an assault on our most sacred liberties and God-given rights. The gun was pointed at him, but the bullet was aimed at all of us. That bullet was aimed at every one of us.
It was the idea that a lot of people stand for is what Charlie Kirk took a bullet for. And that's the sad reality of it. In a lot of ways, it's one of the reasons why so many people are afraid to speak up, because they feel there's crazy among us that would do harm to us if we were to speak our beliefs or even have a civil conversation about it. So they decide it's not worth it. But now you're seeing a lot of people stand up and they're not afraid to talk about it after what happened.
Yep. The good's going to overwhelm the evil.
Charlie Kirk, a warrior for country, a warrior for Christ. He ran the race. He finished the fight. Now it's our turn. My charge to all of you, live worthy of Charlie Kirk's sacrifice.
Pete, man, he was good.
Pete Hegseth was very good. Among many others, they all had some great perspectives to say. And what they would do is show a photo of the person with Charlie up on the screen. He shows you the reach he had and the impact he had on so many different people.
I forgive him because it was what Christ did and is what Charlie would do. The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love and always love.
Yeah. Wow, Erica Kirk forgiving the killer. I mean, I teared up. It was hard for me not to, because I think about everything that she's going through and still would be able to come to that conclusion in her heart that she's commanded by the Lord to do it and she wants to obey. And that's what she's doing out of love. That's remarkable, honestly.
Yeah, so bold, you know, and to quote Christ on the cross saying, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And for her to then translate that to forgiveness of the killer of her husband and the father of her children and the leader of so many, I just thought it was the ultimate example of Christian faith at play. And I don't know if she knows the impact that forgiveness is going to ripple across this country, because I think we all were worried that there would be a retaliation from the right, a violent retaliation. But they, so far, you know, knock on wood, that we have had peaceful demonstrations. We've had prayer vigils. We've had Christian rallies. We've had church services packed to the gills, but we haven't burned or shot or killed or maimed or had violent protest anywhere, anywhere. That, to me, is just remarkable when you think about the impact Charlie had on so many and how angry so many people were, that they were able to hold the collective line of love and peace, which is what Charlie yeah. would have wanted. Remarkable. Just well, and I think her forgiveness is only going to solidify that for people on the right, to say if she can forgive him, maybe, you know, me trying to retaliate isn't such a good idea.
When there's these protests that were going across the country, noticed the BLMs of the world would show up to town and just start burning things. You notice local businesses here in St. Louis, out of fear when something would happen, knowing that BLM was involved, they would start to board up their windows. I don't know if anyone boarded their window up thinking the right would do anything about this. They had no anticipation that violence was coming, but in preparation of BLM and the violence on the left, they would have to prepare. And you would be very evident when you go through downtown, because they're tired of shots through the glass, broken, you know, bricks through it, looting. That was almost a foregiven conclusion when the left's involved with that sort of thing. So, you know, I want to make sure we give time to Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio, and some of the big news that's coming down is just recently posted by the New York Post. Trump administration to announce using Tylenol while pregnant could raise autism risk. We'll get her take on that and some of the vaccine schedule changes that they're discussing. Coming up after the break, 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in with Dan Buck. Joining us now from Fox News Radio, Tanya J. Powers. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Hey, sure. Thanks for having me on.
Here's what we're seeing as part of the national debate right now. What you find on a federal level in RFK Jr. discussing childhood vaccines and the schedules of when kids should receive certain things and how often and how much. You find that on a state level, they're almost contradicting the federal level. So there seems to be some disagreement on childhood vaccines lately.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think there's a seems to be like a push to, you know, leave it up to the states so to speak. And, you know, that's when the states come in and say, okay, well, this is what we're going to do in our state. And, you know, so I think that's part of what we're seeing. The committee that decides the, you know, the vaccine recommendations that are given to the CDC, and then the CDC signs off on it, and that's how we get the guidance of, you know, what vaccines they believe, you know, the people need to get and when, that kind of stuff. Those folks, the panel, met last week, Thursday and Friday, and there was a lot of question as to how this was going to go and what they were going to recommend or not recommend, because the health secretary, RFK Jr., had fired all of the 17 members of the panel that had previously been serving and replaced them with, I believe, 12 members that, you know, include folks who are known, you know, vaccine skeptics. So a lot of people were closely watching this to see, you know, what would be done. Five of those members just got picked last week before the meeting on Thursday and Friday. So basically, the kind of the gist of things are, as far as the COVID vaccine, the panel voted that only those 65 and up with underlying health conditions can get the shot. They rejected a recommendation that states should require a prescription for it. They said that people under 65 should consult with their doctor. Previously, the CDC had called for the shot to be available to everyone 6 months and up. They've basically narrowed the parameters as to who can get the shot and how. COVID is still a threat, just to put that out there. Since October of last year, the CDC estimates that the virus has led to hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations, between 42,000 and 60,000 deaths nationwide, most of those in older adults. Just to kind of give some context about, you know, that for everybody who thinks COVID's not a thing anymore, it actually still is. As far as the hepatitis B shot, they postponed the vote on whether all newborns should get the hepatitis B shot. That's usually given as soon as they're born. They have, I guess, we'll be keeping that guidance for now. Like I said, they've postponed a vote to whether they should change that or not. The MMRV shot, the measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox shot, they voted on Thursday to recommend that children under four get their first dose in separate shots, one for measles, mumps, and rubella, and one for chickenpox, instead of having that combined shot that's the MMRV shot. That's one of the recommendations that they made on Thursday. It's still, there was a little confusion as to if the federal government's Vaccines for Children program is going to cover that. That covers about half of the shots that are given to kids in the U.S., just to give you an idea of how big that program is. The federal programs like Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, those have to go with the federal guidelines. And if the federal guidelines say, well, you know, kids shouldn't automatically have this shot or shouldn't have that shot, they won't cover them. Just to give you an idea of how this affects everyday folks, because it can get in the weeds. And a lot of people, that's what, you know, kind of they can grasp onto is, okay, is this going to be covered by insurance or by Medicaid? How does this work? They also postponed. There was a vote on, I think they just declined to take a vote on whether pregnant women should be recommended to get the COVID shot. Like I said, there was a lot that went on, and a little bit of it was a little confusing when you're used to the CDC saying, okay, everybody this age and up has, you know, access, we can get this shot. And when you start narrowing it, you got to get in the weeds as to who, which groups and how, you know, that needs to be done.
When you look at the makeup of the new CDC panel and the members who have been placed on that, it is, I will tell you, refreshing to see so many frontline providers. There are nurses, there are doctors, there are people who are in the trenches every day, seeing the side effects, being involved in this, versus the previous panel that were actual, many of them executives at the pharmaceutical industries of which were producing the products. I mean, we have to admit that the hen was watching the hen house. I mean, don't we, that previously that panel was made up of people who were in the industry of which they were voting for. So it is refreshing when you see a list of medical doctors, medical nurses, people who, you know, they have the creator and founder of the mRNA vaccine itself, Robert Malone. And people say he's an anti-vaxxer. No, he actually was in the vaccine business. He just doesn't think that it should be put into pregnant women or put into, you know, small children who are not at risk of COVID.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a list of who made up the previous board, so I really can't speak to that. I would be shocked that they didn't have health providers on it. You know, out of the 17 people they had, but again, I don't have a list of everybody, you know, who previously sat on the board of what they did. So I can't really.
A lot of academia, a lot of pharmaceutical companies, a lot of former pharmaceutical executives who are retired. I mean, it was there was like two medical doctors and neither one of them were in practice. So I just looked at the comparative list. So I do think we need more frontline providers who see the effects of these vaccines. Wouldn't you agree to be on the panel?
I can't give an opinion one way or the other. I'm a reporter. I stick to, you know, this is what happened. This is what the panel voted on.
Gotcha.
Yeah. One thing it is, seems to be controversial. There's always going to be a debate about it. And I'm sure that's what you're seeing. Lots of debate about it here. And I know that you probably talk to people on the street. It's hard sometimes to keep up with what the current trend is with this sort of thing. So I'm glad we're able to get you on this morning. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio. Thank you for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Appreciate it, Tanya. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing sometimes to know what the latest thing is. I can't imagine what it's like to be a healthcare provider or a doctor when they keep changing this stuff around. But I think part of it is changing it for the better. You want to be able to set this up the way it should be, as opposed to saying, we're just going to give you something you don't need for the sake of being safe. But what if it's not safe?
Right. But I think getting anyone in the pharmaceutical industry off of it's a good idea. Off the panel.
All right. Let's talk sports. Tom Ackerman coming up after the break on 97.1 FM Talk.
That is blocked. Got in there and a beat. D'Angelo Pons is going to score.
Career high rushing yards last week at 109. He's up to 89 looking for more, and he's got another touchdown. Second of the night for Kobe Martin. And Indiana is up over 60 here at home.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
How about that, Tom Ackerman? What a weekend.
Yeah, great weekend for sure. You know, Indiana beating Illinois 63-10. I know we're going to start there, and this is nothing against Illinois and my friends who root for Illinois, because this is not directed at them. I mean, I think they came in knowing that Indiana was a good team and it was going to be a tough game. I thought it would be an Indiana win. Did I expect them to blow them out like that? No, but what I'm saying is that people around the country, I think, have for the last year plus said that Indiana's schedule was soft. They schedule soft. You know, last year Indiana had the two teams that played for the national championship on their schedule, Michigan and Washington. It wasn't their fault that both teams took a step back last year, and Indiana handled them both, and they beat everybody on their schedule except for Ohio State and Notre Dame, who they lost to on the road, and both of those teams ended up playing for
the national championship.
Yeah. Okay, so they have a good football team, and people kind of wanted to deny that, I think. And then they started out this year playing Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State. And they handled all three. Old Dominion, their first opponent, actually turned out to be a pretty good team. They've been looking really good lately. But they blew out the next two. So everyone's like, hey, Indiana, play somebody. You know, I'll believe in them. Play somebody. So they played somebody. They played the ninth-ranked team in the country, and they beat them pretty good. And it was one of those games that got out of control. I mean, Illinois is not that bad, but Illinois was like, you know, a train was coming down the tracks and they just couldn't stop it. And what surprised me most was how poor Illinois was at the line of scrimmage. Brett Bielema's teams usually are pretty solid offensive, defensive line. We knew there were some issues with their pass blocking. I did hear the Indiana coach, Kurt Cignetti, in his radio interview. This one got my attention. Right before kickoff, I like to listen to what he says on the IU radio broadcast. And Don Fisher, the play-by-play man, said, now, Illinois, they have a big offensive line. You know, that could be a challenge for you. And he said, oh, yeah, they're big, but that also means they can't move very fast. Oh. So we're going to put some pressure on the quarterback tonight. And I turn to my daughter, Audrey. I go, oh, this is going to be fun. because Indiana has Indiana has a very strong, quick, and active defensive line, and it's exactly what they did. They moved him around. They went after Luke Altmyer, and they just had their day. They dominated the line of scrimmage. Yeah. They bullied him with the run game, and they went after their quarterback, and that's how you win football games, and Indiana just ran away with the ball game and you know, got a big victory. They elevated from 19 to 11 in the country. It's about right. You know, are they a top 10 team? Sure, but that, they're going to have to prove themselves now. They go to Iowa this weekend. They go to Oregon in a couple of weeks.
That'll be a big test.
They have a late game game this season at Penn State. So they will have three big road games to prove themselves that they're a college football playoff team. Illinois will have to pick up the pieces and try to get their season back, and I assure you that Indiana fans want them to. Because you
the
want
more
it,
they win.
The more they win, the better that win looks.
That's right.
But I hope that Illinois does recover and has a good season. And on the Missouri side, Ryan and Dan, I mean, they were really solid. I mean, they played big boy football against South Carolina. Missouri looked like an SEC team on Saturday. They just ran over South Carolina. They kept running it, and they won the game 29-20.
And against a really good South Carolina quarterback who seemed to have his way in the first quarter, even into the second quarter. But whatever adjustments they made, it worked. Shut it down.
He's a really nice player. Might well be the number one pro prospect out there, Lenoris Sellers. He got hit in the head in the game against Vanderbilt. There was a question as to whether he was going to play. You can see why that was such a big deal, because he's a tremendous player. But Missouri didn't worry about it. They just did their thing. They played good, solid D. They ran the ball. I think, if not Sellers, the best player on the field was Ahmad Hardy, and he has been all year. Ahmad Hardy is starting to get some really quiet Heisman buzz.
I was going to say, and the H word. Is that a jinx to start talking Heisman? Because he looked
like
a Heisman.
There's going to be a long list of Heisman candidates, because as the weeks go along, some will emerge. I think people are starting to buzz about Fernando Mendoza, the Indiana quarterback. He went nuts in that game, too.
20 for 23.
He was amazing.
Like yeah.
But but Ahmad Hardy is, to me, the engine of the Missouri team. I love their quarterback, Bo Prabula. They've got this great defense. But Ahmad Hardy is, you ever watch this guy, how he breaks tackles?
Yeah, he can't bring him down.
He has a scary combo of, he is physical, and then once he gets in open space, he has the speed to pull away. He is a terrific running back, and Missouri's going to be very tough to stop if he's healthy and running like he is. And Missouri's schedule, you know, this is the other narrative that I heard all day yesterday. Missouri wins a game, they're 4-0, and boy, they look like a college football playoff contender now with their favorable schedule. I'm like, favorable schedule? What are you talking about? They play UMass this weekend, they'll be 5-0. Then they play Alabama. They go to Auburn. They go to Oklahoma. They've got a trip to Arkansas on the schedule. They got to play Texas A&M, who's one of the best teams in the country. I'm rattling off top 10 teams here. They even have to play Mississippi State, who's good now. They're 4-0.
Right.
The SEC schedule is tough, so Missouri has its work cut out for it. But if they do what I think they're going to do, they're going to be in every single game. They will be competitive in every single game they play. I think this Missouri team is very difficult to blow out. I really do. I think that it's very difficult to see them being non-competitive in any game. I think they will be tough to handle. I don't care who's facing them.
And I was glad to see the adjustments that showed the coaching got smart. That you know, even though South Carolina was moving the ball early on, they did whatever they had to do to make that adjustment.
Yeah,
that
it was great.
Encouraging.
Yeah, Eli Drinkwitz has a good thing going here. I mean, if you look at what he's done the last few years, all he does is win.
Yeah.
And now he's getting a new stadium look. That stadium is under construction, and it'll be finished for next year. The recruits are coming in. Mizzou's got some momentum right now. I mean, they have the number one recruiting class in college basketball. They have a really nice football program that is going to move into the top half of the SEC and start to get a little more respect. It's pretty impressive what's happening over there.
Moving to the NFL, I'm wondering, was the Chiefs win enough to give them any confidence? It was kind of an ugly win. They just kind of, you know, grinded it out, but they did get their first victory.
Yeah,
of the
classic
year.
Patrick Mahomes. He just took it into his own hands. He's flinging the ball all over the place and making plays, making things happen. I think they found their receiver, Tyquan Thornton, really nice receiver. made a couple of great catches, man. I mean, Mahomes made a wonderful pass, just on the money, bullet to him for the touchdown, but he threw a ball that Thornton went up and got at the goal line. It was just unreal. This is a really, you know, a classic Mahomes performance. Now, the Chiefs will have a target, but they're 1-2. They can now breathe a little bit. They got their win. They did it on the road. They're always going to be in the spotlight. And they still have the best coach in football. I mean, Andy Reid will find innovative ways to get the ball out of Mahomes' hand and into receivers' hands. He still has Travis Kelce. They still have a pretty good running attack, still have a strong line. They'll navigate any injuries that come their way. A
little heated exchange during that game between Kelce and their head coach. Do anybody know what that was in relation to?
Yeah, things happen out there, man.
Both of them were barking pretty heavy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, heat of the moment. They all knew they had to win that game. Yeah. You can't go 0-3. They haven't gone 0-3 since 2011. It was time for them to get a win and get it by all costs. I don't know if you've seen the Netflix documentary Quarterback, but they have a focus on Patrick Mahomes in that, and you have new respect for Holmes. That guy is
always respected him. Yeah.
I know, but like a new sort of different, like seeing him behind the scenes and the fact that he just will do anything to win a football game. Yep. He is so great, and I love the way that he fires up his teammates, and it doesn't surprise me at all that things get a little heated sometimes on that sideline. That sometimes is healthy.
It is healthy.
You want some of that emotion. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm not a Chiefs fan by any stretch, but I respect the heck out of them. And the NFL was kind of fun yesterday. I mean, there were some blocked kicks and all kinds of craziness going on. The Bears won. They whooped the Cowboys. I mean, there was a lot of cool stuff going on.
It's got to be frustrating being a Cowboys fan because they'll look
and
good.
And a Bears fan.
Yeah, but they'll look good 1 week and just look miserable the next week.
Yeah, that describes the Bears actually really well. The Bears get their win, and now everyone's going to be fired up, and then you know what's around the corner, that they're going to take a big L somewhere. But, yeah, the Cowboys, same thing. Lots of hype, lots of eyeballs watching them always. And the Cowboys just don't have a good defense. Their defense is – I don't take anything away from Caleb Williams and what the Bears did. But the Cowboys' defense is just awful.
Yeah.
Hats off to Cardinals fans who made it out to the games this weekend. Just want to say that. One final thing. That was the final weekend at Busch Stadium. Nolan Arenado could well have played his final game. John Mozeliak threw out the first pitch. That was his last game. Good things are coming for the Cardinals.
A new era.
Thank you to the fans who not only go, but the ones who listen and watch. And I know there are a ton of them that have made the decision to say, hey, we're not going to spend the money right now to go down to the ballpark. You got to give me something back. It's coming. It may take a little while to rebuild this thing, but boy, I hope it happens sooner than later because I miss those great days.
Yeah, hope you're right.
Great. Tom Ackerman, KMOX Sports Director. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Guys.
Always awesome, man. Thanks, Tommy.
Got one more segment of the Mark Cox Morning Show coming up next, 97.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Talk. Mark Cox Morning Show. Mark is off this week. I'll be filling in. Dan, you're in for every day except for one this week. Is that right?
Yeah, just Wednesday I'll be out, so...
Okay.
Other than that, I'm in the rest of the week.
Well, I'm still trying to find ways to get rid of that hand soap in the kitchen. I'll give you an update tomorrow if I'm successful in that mission. Can I blame it on the dog somehow?
You're going to have to explain to those just tuning in. His wife put pumpkin spice soap out, and he hates it. And he actually told his wife that. Yeah. So he's in the doghouse with his wife because he told her he didn't like it. And she was just trying to be a good domestic, you know, loves fall, probably, yeah. Loves pumpkins, and you just spoiled her parade.
I Way went in hard this morning. Yeah. I didn't have to come in guns a-blazing, but I decided to. And as soon as she woke up, I hit her with the, what is this pumpkin spice hand soap doing here?
And our advice is that he gets a man soap to just put next to it, so he doesn't have to deal with the pumpkin spice.
Yep.
Have you done that? Have you found one yet?
No, not during the course of the show, but maybe I'll have to look a little bit. Maybe she's hiding it, knowing that could be my strategy. What if that's a counter move that she put on? That's a real power move if she's hiding the soap now. So I'm forced to use this stuff. Don't want to, but I'll give you an update tomorrow how that plays out.
Also later today, we'll be covering tomorrow, I'm sure, on our show, the press conference regarding autism. They believe that... Tylenol during pregnancy by the mother, taking Tylenol may be one of the contributing causes. We're going to get more details from the HHS Secretary Kennedy later today in a press conference, and we'll see where that goes. The folks from the Tylenol world are saying that they don't feel there is enough evidence to make that statement at this point. But
yeah, we'll see what they say about it.
Also, a big global story that will be developing, Nandao. Is now a super typhoon. It is got some horrific winds of 185 miles per hour sustained, and it is a super typhoon right now. So that is going to be threatening different parts of the Asian coast, and I think countries that it's in Luzon. I never heard of that. Central Luzon is experiencing the initial rainfalls, but they're going to be in the direct path. And Nando is the name of the typhoon.
I don't want to say it's a new country, but most of my countries from the world I know, thanks to that Animaniacs song that came out where they named all the countries from the 90s, and the map has changed a lot since then. But probably not the best way to learn my geology is through a cartoon from the 1990s.
Yeah, right. Well, that was not on my geography test either, that country. Never heard of it before. I think it's just a small island, but I think Japan, some of the other bigger countries could be in that path. So we'll keep track of that for sure.
Yep. Like quiet when it comes to hurricanes, really quiet this year in the United States, and that's a good thing.
The ones that we have seen have all spun back out into the ocean, which is good. No direct hits so far, and we're still early though. September, you know, it goes all the way through October, even into early November. So we still got a whole month to keep an eye on things. So let's just hope it is a quiet season. It'd be nice to have a quiet.
You know. And it's too bad, too, that Earth, Wind, and Fire song, you know, do you remember the 21st night of September was yesterday, which means we didn't get to play it today because it's not the 21st of September anymore. Missed out on that.
Awesome. Ryan, always fun, brother. Go get some sleep. You've been on the radio since 12 midnight, coast to coast, and then the Mark Cox Show. Go take a nap, brother.
I am so ready for it. Maybe I'll have a dream of how to get rid of this hand soap. That would be
there
the
you
best
go.
Way to do it. All right, I'll see you tomorrow, Dan.
All right, see you then. Thanks, everybody.
97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.